Mr. Johnson.
Oh, Lord, you brought me up God to take me. You never brought me up to lift me up away
from my captivity.
You never brought me on to lift me up way.
Father, we love you. Shut up, Akalagada, Dalada, Thank you, Daddy, for your auspicious presence here tonight. We love you, Lord. We honor you. Thank you. Adonai. Adonai. Lovely Father. Loving. Caring. Not just faithful, but loving and caring. We love you tonight. Thank you because we feel your fatherliness. And we feel your daddiness. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. and thank you, and thank you.
Many are fathers,
very few are daddies. Thank you for being a daddy. We love you, we honor you, we adore you. Be glorified, Lord. Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
You perceive an atmosphere of freedom, an atmosphere of breakthrough, an atmosphere of liberty, an atmosphere of release, an atmosphere of testimonies and manifestations. Give him a clap and a shout of praise. Be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Psalm 40 verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He heard my prayer. The outcome of that was that he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The preservation power of prayer. The month of July shall be our month of releases and recoveries and replications and multiplications through the power of prayer. And tonight, we are looking at the preservation power of prayer. Our objective is to understand the preservation power of prayer. It is clear throughout Scripture that prayer is a preservative of life and destiny. Those who pray cannot be prayers of the enemy. P-R-A-Y cannot be P-R-E-Y. When you know how to pray, you can no longer be a prey of the enemy. Those who know how to fast, know how to last. You go through Scripture, you look at the examples, and I give you four or five examples. Number one, Abraham. Abraham had a standing relationship with God at the place of prayer. Genesis chapter 19, verse 27. Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. So he had a standing relationship, a place where he permanently stood with God. The outcome of that was that Abraham lasted until he was 175 years old. In Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 7 and 8. Genesis 25, and these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. That's 175 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Abraham lasted as a man who had a standing relationship with God at the place of prayer. Number two example, Elijah. Elijah was a man whose identity was prayer. In James chapter 5 and in verse 17, the Bible said, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Now, the basic thing was that he prayed. Verse 18, and he prayed again. So Elijah's identity was the identity of prayer. What was the outcome of Elijah? Outcome was that Elijah was indestructible. He couldn't be destroyed by the wicked Queen Jezebel and the wicked King Ahab. Elijah could not be destroyed by the armies of Ahaziah when they came to arrest him and take him to the king in 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 all the way to verse 12. He called fire on them twice. He wasn't wastable, he wasn't killable, he wasn't even arrestable ungodly or illegally. The end of Elijah's life was that he practically dodged death. He practically cheated death. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10 all the way to verse 12, we saw how the wild wind appeared and Elijah went to heaven bodily. Why? He was a man of prayer. And because of his life of prayer, he couldn't be a prey for the enemy. Those who pray are not preys. Those who fast, they can last. Now, you go again and you look at the example of Daniel. Daniel was a man of prayer who could not be destroyed by the envy and death traps of his envious and wicked contemporaries. He couldn't be killed by the envy and death traps of his envious and wicked contemporaries. You know, envy is the sponsor of bitterness, and bitterness is the sponsor of wickedness, and wickedness is behind witchcraft. Am I communicating? They sold Joseph for envy. They crucified Jesus for envy. They nearly killed Daniel for envy when they saw that the king placed him above everybody else. In Daniel chapter 6 from verse 3, 4. And in verse 4 and 5, they said, how can we? They set Daniel above all of them. And then in from verse 4, they began to seek occasion how to trap Daniel. But they could find none, except it pertained to the law of his God. But in Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, Daniel prayed rigidly as usual. And then from verse 20 to verse 22, we saw how Daniel was preserved in the den of lion. Daniel was a man who prayed and a man who fasted. Beloved, if you don't want envy, don't succeed. If you don't want to be hated, don't leave the pit. But if you are going to be successful, even if you are going to look successful, even if you have not succeeded yet, you will be hated. You will be envied. You will be fought. Even by people who don't know you. There will be transfer of hatred, transfer of bitterness. But I can assure you of something. No devil can find the person God hides. And if you are strong at the place of prayer, with the help of God, they can hate you, but they are not permitted to hurt you.
They may hate you, but they are not permitted to harm you. I stand here by an apostolic and a prophetic mantle to let you know, in this season, the envy of the enemy, the bitterness of the enemy, and the wickedness of the enemy shall backfire back to them. It shall backfire to them. It shall backfire to them. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Those who put Daniel in the lion's den eventually inherited his place there. Because when the lion couldn't eat him, the lion still needed food. So those who lied against him and castigated him, and those who wanted him dead, they took his place in death. I announce today by prophetic decree, everything they want for you, it will happen to them. Every negative thing that the agents of darkness want for you, it will happen to them. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Shout a louder believers, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Masha Kokobagadagalayala. Daniel was a man of prayer. And he couldn't be touched. Paul the Apostle was prayer personified. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. He was talking about himself. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying always. With all prayer. In 2 Thessalonians or 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. He was telling us his experience to pray without ceasing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18. He said, I pray in tongues. I speak in tongues more than all of you. What was the outcome of Paul the Apostle? I don't have the time to go into the detail of how they threw him into the pit. He was beaten 3 times with rods. He was stoned and dragged out of the city as a dead man. All manner. I mean, the person who may have confronted more hazards than Paul the Apostle may be David in the Old Testament. But I think Paul's was more. All manner of hazards. And yet he died as an old man. Even persecution couldn't kill him as a young man. In Philemon chapter verse 9, he said, now I, Paul, the aged, I, Paul, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul, the aged, and not old man, aged. When you say a person is an aged man, it's not 70, it's not 80. You are talking 90, 100 and above. Aged. He said, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, and in verse 6. Before now, I wasn't ready. When you stoned me and wanted me dead, I was not ready. Because maybe at that time I was too young to die. But as an old man now, in fact, persecution is the best way for me to go. Let me seal my testimony with the stamp of my blood. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is that I can die now. If you say I should come and be killed before this time, I refuse. I dodge it. But now, I can die of old age anyway. And between dying of old age and dying of persecution, let me choose persecution, because that one gives me more reward. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That was the man who was prayer personified. Hear me, brothers and sisters, the devil is not that powerful. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over every power, not some power, every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Paul was not wastable. He was not killable. He was not finishable. He was not destroyable. He had other secrets, but prayer was a strong secret. One of my relations told me, he said, I know why household wickedness could not touch you, could not pull you down,
could not slow you down. He said you pray too much. He said because you are fasting almost permanently. And it's not far from the truth. It's not far from the truth. It's not far from the truth. Am I communicating? What we are doing now by his grace, nobody from our line, nobody from the region where we came from, the geographical region where we came from, neared it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Either cut short before time or still alive, but irrelevant. But that devil is a bastard. That devil is a bastard. You will break the limit of your own generation. You will break the limit of your family line. You will break the limit of your ancestry. What the devil say, people from your place or your region or your territory will never be able to accomplish. God will use you to accomplish it. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let's quickly go into how does prayer preserve. It's a preservation service combined with breaking of bread service. So we are doing that. How does prayer preserve? Number one, prayer positions people in the secret place of the Most High. Prayer positions people in the secret place of the Most High. That is, in the very presence of God. The man who knows how to pray carries an abiding presence of God. He said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, Elijah speaking said, before God whom I stand. The man of prayer was permanently with God. Before God whom I stand. Not before God whom I saw yesterday. Before God, whom I stood before him yesterday, I am standing now, and I will stand with him tomorrow. You may not see him, but we are together. There shall be no rain nor dew, except by my word. And then he said in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place, that presence of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Of the El Shaddai, Almighty's El Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare and the traps of the enemy, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. 1,000 shall fall. Not for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Not for the destruction that destroy people at noonday. You are not permitted to say good night by 12 o'clock. You are not permitted to say good night by 4 p.m. Destruction that wasted at noonday. You are not permitted to be cut off in the afternoon of your life. You are not permitted to be caught. You are not permitted to be cut short in the afternoon of your life. It doesn't matter who else was cut short in your family. It is not your story. Destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you will behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, since you are living with him. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you. They will keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands in case you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample on the feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long, 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 long long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Somebody give him a 30-second shout of victory. 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 30-second shout of victory. La ya 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 ya. Let the sick break the chain. Let the prayer. He shall give his angels charge. We were about to land one day in France. From, I think, another part of Europe, we're coming transit flight. And the aircraft was coming like this. There was commotion in the air. People were screaming. People were shouting. The pilot said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we just had a failure of the automatic landing system." I sat calm. My wife sat with me. She was sleeping because I was seated there and I was normal. And she was sleeping. I was too aware that the angels were holding the heat up. And if it will crash, we'll enter. And so far we enter. Hey! Magalaga yaga daga laga yaga daga laga yaga badaga la yada yana da dosh. Before you could say praise the Lord, it corrected itself. Landed without qualms. If I tell you some stories, you fear. One day our aircraft windscreen crack. And the worst thing that can happen was for air to enter inside. Oh man, total decompression, and before you know it. But I was, when it was announced, I wasn't aware. I was writing and reading and studying. It was when we landed. The captain said, I've been piloting for 30 years. He said, it was experience I used to land. He will give his angels. He will bear you up in their hands in case you dash your foot against a stone. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, you won't have that experience. No, because there are many who cannot cope with the experience. The heart will already cut. By the time the aircraft has landed, the heart has already cut. You will never be in such a situation. If you are saying amen, shout the louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He will give his angels charge. What does prayer do? It positions you in the secret place of the Most High. Number two, prayer makes available the presence and ministry of angels. Makes available the presence and the ministry of angels. The presence and the ministry of angels. How is that? Whatever positions you in the presence of God positions you in the presence of angels. Angels live in his presence. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 8 and in verse 9. He said, for he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. He felt their affliction. And the angel of his presence saved them. The angel that dwell with him and dwell in his presence rescued them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. When you are connected to his presence at the place of prayer, you don't lack the ministry of angels. Angels just revel around you. They just enjoy your presence. You remember Daniel was well beloved by the ministry of angels. Elijah walked in and out by the ministry of angels. In Psalm 34 and in verse 7, it said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, that reverence him, men and women that are prayerful, and he delivereth them. So your prayer life causes you to enjoy the ministry of angels. Can somebody say aloud, amen? Can somebody say aloud, amen? Can somebody say the Lord must amen? Number 3, prayer makes the anointing available. Makes the anointing available. The man of prayer is an effortlessly anointed man. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 12 to 14, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 12 to 14, he said, and I answered him again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. As they stand by the Lord of the whole earth, they are anointed. In Matthew chapter 26 and in verse 36, 2636, Jesus was in a place called Gethsemane and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go pray yonder. Gethsemane is the Greek for the press of oil, oil press. At the place of prayer, the place where we pray is the place where we press out oil. Every season of prayer is a season of pressure on the oil. You are pressing out oil. You are supplying your own life oil. What will this oil do for you? He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Psalm 105 verse 15. What will this oil do for you? My horn shall thou exalt like the horns of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with rugged, brutal oil. Psalm 92 verse 10. The horn on the head is not a gentle horn. Is not for fancy. Horn is for battle. Is for war. It's an equipment of offense. It's not even for defense. It's for offense. Am I communicating? So when you know how to pray, you make the oil effortlessly available for yourself. And when the oil is available, the devil is in trouble. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Tonight, I believe that somebody is stepping out of here with a fresh oil, a fresh, brutal, rugged, ferocious, thunderous oil that is going to put the devil where he belongs. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right hand and say, I receive that oil. I receive that oil. I receive it now. I am anointed to announce to someone, as this fasting is ending, there are some who will not let you rest that will instantly be laid to rest. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Take your seat. How does prayer bring about preservation? Number 4, prayer, especially with fasting, increases spiritual strength. Spiritual strength. Prayerful people are strong people in the realm of the spirit. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, prayer especially with fasting increases spiritual strength. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, that is what we call prayer and fasting, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I heard the story of the eagle, that once in a year, the eagle will remain on the top of the highest rock and drink nothing but water for 40 days. And from that rock, it will shed all its feathers within those days. and grow new ones within those days. When that has happened, then he is ready for the year. He is ready to take on the storms. What makes people take cover? It makes it to take over. Did you hear what I just said? While others are taking cover, oh, the storm is terrible. That is what the eagle rises to his high places. They wait on the Lord. They renew their strength. They mount up with wings as eagles. And you know, you need strength to handle the forces of wickedness. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Don't be weak. Be strong in the Lord. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness. That is the realm of witchcraft. Spiritual wickedness. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. And then he enumerated all of it. And then he came to verse 18 and concluded and finalized and said, at the end of all of this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Beloved, brothers and sisters, you need strength to deal with enemy wickedness. You need to be strong to deal with the forces of those who want to bury before your time. And I speak upon somebody, that strength is coming upon your life right now. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. All those forces that want to cut you short before your time, all those forces that forces of bitterness and wickedness. Today, the strength you are receiving is dealing with those forces right now. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Finally, prayer increases spiritual sensitivity and activates divine direction. It increases spiritual sensitivity. Without any doubt, spirituality increases sensitivity. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, he said, I will stand upon my watch. That is the place of prayer. And set me upon the tower, the watchtower. And I will watch while I am praying to see what he will say unto me. Call unto me and I will answer you. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Prayer, the place of prayer is a place of sensitivity, is the place of divine direction. In Acts chapter 13 and in verse 2, as they were worshiping, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have sent them. Why is sensitivity necessary? Because sensitivity averts calamity. Sensitivity frustrates calamity. Sensitivity frustrates adversity. It is true that there are people who have died before their time. Not because the devil was so wicked or God was so uncaring, but they were so insensitive. That is, God did not approve of the journey, or did not approve of the relationship, or did not approve of the business association. But against all odds, against all sensitivity, they just went in like a sheep to the slaughter. And God is saying, I have done my best. And I have told you what to do and what not to do. You ignore it and the consequences remain with you. Am I communicating? There are people who married against all odds, against all voices. The voice of God, the voice of man, and almost the voice of the devil. Against all voices, against every reasonable and unreasonable everything, they have married, they have gotten a job, they have gone to America. Some died almost in the ocean
What ocean is that? Going through Libya. Many died en masse. Mediterranean Sea. Died en masse. En masse.
Because if they don't go to Europe, ram head cannot cross the neck of the pot. Did you hear that proverb? Go and ask your elder in the village to interpret that proverb for you. That is, if they don't go abroad, and they must go abroad by all dolies. Who said that your destiny is in America?
God did not send you to England and you go to England. You will not be glad there. He doesn't send you to Germany. You will Germany. As I'm talking, they are listening to me now.
Hallelujah. I mean, just whatever makes you to lose your peace, slow down. Just slow down. You want to travel, you lost your peace, slow down. You want to enter into a transaction, you lost your peace, slow down. Slow down does not mean that you may not travel. It may mean that a time is not ripe. There are times you see red signal in the spirit. Don't go, don't go, don't go. There are times you see green light, go, road is free. There are times you don't see red and you don't see green. It's like yellow. It means wait. Just wait. Just hold on a bit until you hear, until you are able to receive clarity. Am I communicating at all here today? Sensitivity averts calamity. You know what happened to David? Please sit down. In 1 Samuel chapter 23.
When he went to deliver the people of Keilah, after he had delivered them, and then he heard news that Saul was coming, he asked God a question at the place of prayer. Lord, is Saul going to come? God said yes. Would the people of Keilah hand me over to them? He said yes. He thought he wasn't hearing well. People that I came to deliver, Lord, you didn't hear what I said. These people that I came to deliver, you are the one who asked me to come in the first place. Because before I came, I asked you, should I go? Yes. I should deliver them? Yes. These same people now is the people I'm asking you. I hear that Saul is coming here now looking for me. Will these people hand me over to Saul? Okay, first, will Saul come? Yes. He's coming. These people that I risk my life to save, will they hand me over to Saul? Yes. They will hand you over to him.
He said, man, we're on the move. That's how life is. You help them, they hurt you. No problem. And he was on the run. Supposing David did not hear. Supposing he didn't ask. Saul will arrive and catch him like chicken. There are those who have died not because of weakness, but because of insensitivity. There are times that people, they are more powerful than, wasted them. You won't die like chicken.
If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudness, amen. You shall fulfill your days. Can I hear the loudest, amen? You shall fulfill your days. Can I hear the loudest? Amen. You shall fulfill your days.
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. So, when you put all this together, you realize that prayer preserves. And in rounding off, what are the tools for effective prayer? What tools must we possess? Number one, uprightness of life. Uprightness, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Availeth, righteous man. James chapter 5 verse 16. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth. What does it mean? Maintain a conscience that is tender towards God and man. Maintain it. A conscience that is void of offense towards God, towards man. Refuse to purposely, deliberately, consciously hurt God. Refuse to purposely, deliberately, consciously hurt man. Acts chapter 24, verse 16, Paul the apostle said, I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. It means, secondly, live like there is a heaven to access and a hell to escape. Just live with that mentality. There is a heaven that I must go, and there is a hell I must not go. With the consciousness that there is a heaven to access and a hell to escape. No preaching, no teaching, no instruction can neutralize that fact. A conscience that is void of offense. Oppressive. Once that is not, see, there are times you want to say in the name of Jesus, the devil says, shut up. In fact, a guilt rises up. An offense rises up. You are unable to exercise audacity because iniquity is attacking the voice of your conscience. Uprightness of life. Number two is absolute faith in God. To function with that kind of prayer. Absolute faith in God. What does that mean? That first, that God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Absolute faith in God says, God did. Let me say it another way. That God is real and true to his word. God is real, both real and true to his word. That's faith. Absolute faith in God says, God is too faithful to fail. Too reliable to reverse. Too dependable to deceive. I heard a testimony this afternoon. I ran up there. And I told the person, I said, we are not serving God for nothing now. We are not wasting our life now. Abba. We are not. If there was no God, there would be no need to stand here preaching. We are not wasting our life. When Jesus was fasting for 40 days, that was when temptation arose. Don't be shocked at the testimony of that young lady. After the third day fast, the third day of the fast, then the devil of masturbation arrived and said, let me spoil the fast. And in those days, while fasting, Jesus was tempted. So in the course of fasting, you can have diversities of temptations and diversities of distractions to take your focus. This fast was not an exemption. On Sunday night, I received a call that one of our men, pastoring one of the locations, had an invasion of gunmen in his house. And can you come up, Pastor? you are running. Really? Incredible. He had a gunshot. They removed bullet from his body. This guy. And you are running. From the hospital, see his hand. That is four to day five of the fast. Right, so tell us what happened.
Daddy, we are so grateful for you to accept the call of God upon your life for our sake and our family. We are grateful for the privilege to serve. Early in the morning on Saturday, that was around 12:30, we just saw torchlight in our compound. All of a sudden,
12:30 a.m. That was Sunday morning now.
Sunday morning.
It was Saturday into Sunday morning now.
Everywhere gunshot. And we were amazed. We didn't know what to do. I and my wife ran to toilet. Before we knew, they started breaking the door of the toilet. After they broke the door, they started shooting gun. About 11 ammunition was shot. Only one out of these 11 touched me a little. When we were through, we tried to come out. God, on his own, locked the door. We tried to open the door. We couldn't open it again. For about 5 minutes, the door on its own got opened. And we came out. So we rushed to the children's room. We discovered
that this one had been kidnapped.
Was no longer there.
This one had been stolen. This one.
We didn't see him. So we managed to look for whoever will help us, myself, to hospital. While we were there, before you know, Daddy called. Say, how are you people doing? And he started declaring brutally.
War against those killers. Some of you heard some war against kidnappers on Sunday morning. And against bad people and bad people in authority who are watching the insecurity. It was partly fueled from this. War in the name of Jesus. That child is going nowhere. That child is returning back. And those demons, they shall not go scot-free. Those demons shall not go scot-free. I spoke with all the fire in my spirit to him while he was in the hospital. And then,
sir, they carried this young guy and carried Gary from our kitchen, carried shoe, carried mineral and bread. So the young guy have been eating.
For your information, what is he is wearing nice? What
this
is it?
This is the mantle from Daddy.
This is my suit that I gave him. My
and
suit.
There was some little cash inside the drawer, but they didn't come for money and nothing.
They money didn't come for money?
Yes. So they didn't carry anything. But the amazing thing, sir, today.
Just a minute. I don't want you to jump the gun. Okay, so let me tell the story for you. Because he came from the hospital now. How much did they say they are going to receive?
18 million.
They should bring 18 million to release the boy. And I told them, I said, Sisi.
1 naira.
Itoro. Toro.
Kobo.
Apple. Nothing will be dropped. And they will be caught. Now, by the next day, they said, all right, anything you have, bring. I told them, Sisi.
1 naira.
Sisi. Anything you have, nothing. You are getting nothing. At the end of the 3 days, they became distressed. Long story made short.
Wait, sir. You said that Sisi, they won't give. And the people will be arrested.
Oh, that has been said since. That has been standing. That is a standing decree. Long story made short. This today. Around what time?
Around 12. Noon today.
Today.
They released the young boy.
They escorted him, released him, gave him transport.
Gave him 500 naira for transport.
For transport. The gari they took from his father's kitchen was what they were feeding him with.
They returned my SIM card, Daddy.
They returned the SIM card.
And also,
under 30 minutes,
they were arrested.
Of the boy's release, the reason probably why they had not arrested them was because the boy was still there, and if there was a shootout, it can under 30 minutes of this boy's, you can go. The vagabonds were rounded off. They took the picture and this small boy was able to, later on, showed us the one that escorted him. All of them rounded off. You, to look for food in the lion's den is to become food at the end. Anybody who is looking, he went to the lion's den to look for food. Lion say, which food is coming? Is to become food at the end. For me, this thing happened on the day 4 of the fast. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, now getting into day 5. And the prayers are on. And my faith was on the line with the determination that the fast is not permitted to end. Until this child is recovered. Until everything is reversed. And God answered it on the final day of the fast to show that I have not wasted my time. You have not wasted your time. You have not wasted. See the bullet holes that perforated the tiles. Yet not one human being. Yes. That is what it was. That's bullet that entered here. That is of him. That's right. The person standing you are seeing now, see where bullet entered. That came out. What a mighty God we are serving. Look at your neighbor, say we are not wasting our time. Say we are not wasting your time. We are not wasting our time. We are serving a God who is real. Who is real. Who is real? Who is real? And I've seen you almost twice or thrice this year. You have a way of waylaying me all the time. When was the last time I saw you? With your wife?
Yes, sir. 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
I came for fire.
You say, what did you come for?
I said, I came for fire.
You say, Daddy, I came for fresh fire. 2 weeks ago.
They've been asking us to come to Chukwuku.
Yes.
And we told them we are coming to Chukwuku.
Yes.
So he
said,
we must come.
2 weeks ago, he came with his wife. I said, what are you sitting at my reception? What is it? He said, more fire. Can bullets kill fire?
No way.
Hey! Just lift your hands and let's give the Lord a praise. We are not wasting our lives. We are not wasting our time serving God. We are serving a real God. We are serving a living God. We are serving El Shaddai, the God who was and is to come. Like peke de galaya da barada hashata la la la. Like parata seke lika parata sadada. Like pereteke zigolaba rada. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands and give him the praise. We are serving a God who is real. 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 He will never put us to shame. He will never put us to shame. He will always show that he is alive. Mahashara. Leperete sita la maya la hai. Leke parana gagala la hu. Leke sita la yeya la maya la. Meka zana ya la. Itorana ya la. Leke baya la. Father, we are grateful. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Be upstanding. Pastor, come, Amani. These kind of things are to show you, wife, come, that you are not wasting your life. We are not wasting our time. This is a major breakthrough testimony of this fast. That any area of enemy contention in your life, wherever the enemy came to confront and say, where is your God? In that area, the confrontation is over. In that area, the confrontation is over. And I decree today, it is a season of recovery.
Amen.
A season of recovery.
Amen.
A season of recovery.
Amen.
Lift your hands. Father, that fire he asked for 2 weeks ago, increase it.
Amen.
Freshness. Freshness. And all of you members and loved ones that came, the Lord bless you. We will never see this kind of situation again. Not in the whole of the commission. Not for anyone related or associated. In the name of Jesus. When they come near where you are, they collapse and die.
Amen.
Before they reach you. We go to hail. Hail your name. Day by day, all the way. And then, I hail you, O my preserver. I want us to take it because I was meditating one night when a member of our church sent me the message, a medical doctor, how God rescued him from death. And in the depth of that meditation, that song came. I hail you, O my preserver. You can never be taken by surprise. No devil can take you unawares on my case. They can't say, oh, where was God looking before that man passed? No devil. I don't know which one you start with, but start with the first house, the slow. Just start with one and end to another. While the song is on, if you are here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, if you are not saved, you are not safe. Listen to this. If there is guilt in your heart, you may not survive this kind of situation. But I want to ask you, you will dance your way or walk your way forward and say, Lord, my conscience is not clear. Lord, I am living as if there's no heaven or hell. I want forgiveness for my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. Quickly dance and celebrate forward.
We go to hell.
Celebrating the testimony of this pastor, and this dance now is the dance celebrating your own testimony. I will decree upon the expectation for a final time. Every expectation you have in your heart, all the things you are trusting God for, I'd like you to dance as if they have happened. That is the dance for the next 3 minutes. Are you ready? Let's go.
All the way, go to hell, we go to hell. Tell your name.
You broke, you are dependable.
give a loud shout of praise. Wave your expectations and just thank him. Thank him for the life of that pastor. And thank him for what he has done in your life tonight. Give him the praise. And give him the honor. And give him the adoration. And give him the worship. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. And Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name. All of you that are in front now, you can drop that expression for a while. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you that are in front. If you have a yoke of sin that needs to be broken, you want Jesus to become Lord of your life, you want to be free from addictions, every form of enemy trap in your life, you want to be free from them, quickly rush forward here. And those in the front, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I lay hands on you. I stretch my hands in your direction, rather. And I ask that the hand of the Lord be stretched on you and the yoke of sin be broken. Fresh grace and fresh help from above is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.